So B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're starting tonight Siman Yud Aleph Si'if Gimel regarding Shazira. And let's just review a little bit the Seder HaDvarim. So in order to get wool, you need to shear a sheep. And the shearing of the sheep does not need to be done Lishmo, though we brought Rav Yisrael Salanta, who actually said you need to shear the sheep Lishmo for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis, but the Olam is not known like that. Then, once you've got the wool...
What is shearing sheep in
your country? Ligzois, gaziza. Yeah? And after the sheep is shorn, you've got all these fibers, and you need to do nipputs. And nipputs is the combing or the carding where you separate all of these fibers. And you make, you know, you have all separate fibers now. After you've got these fibers, then you need to do tavio, which is the spinning them into a long thread. It's a very long, thin thread. Then we said yesterday that you have to do shazira, which is that the Torah says v'osu lohem tzitzis. You have to make them pasil. And a pasil, the Mishnah Berurah says in Tifkot in Yudalit, is something which is shozor. And shozor means that it's not just one single very thin thread, but rather you take a few threads and you put them together and you twine them together. Minimum is two, but the mitzvah min hamuvcha, says the Bir Halacha, the mitzvah in hamuvcha is to be eight. It should be kofel shmoino. It should be eight. Why is it that it should be eight? Why is it that the minhag is to do eight kofel shmoina?
Is that a difference between the thin and thick?
No, they're just slightly, even the thin ones are kofel shmoina. And the reason why it's kofel shmoina, if you look on page kaf, footnote 20, he brings an Orach HaShulchan in Sif Aleph, that the Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Aleph, Omud Beis, says that there were certain begodim that the Kohanim wore, where it says they were moshzor. And moshzor, it says, was something which was kofel shmoino. And since it was kofel shmoino, so too over here, where the Sifri uses his lashon shazor, so therefore it should be kofel shmoino, and therefore they should be eight. Now, huh? Right, so mitzvah mufcha is dafka eight. And probably, like the Maharal says, the eight is lamala min ateva. Seven is always teva, eight is lamala min ateva. So you don't have to think too hard, you know, why it could be the time for why it should be. That's the mitzvah min hamuvcha. If you go,
heavy,
huh?
Huh?
Right. Yeah. True. And then if you look one page earlier, on page 38, you see footnote 15 where he speaks about machine wound. Who asked about machine wound? Mitzvahs?
Probably nowadays,
yeah. So most times it's made, it's not Avodas Yad. Though one still can get Avodas Yad ones, I believe. But if you look on page 38 for a minute, footnote 15, where he says, Ule'inyan Tavia Ali De Machoina, he brings a Chazanish and Arachaim, Simon Vov, Sivkot and Yud, where he says that since it started off by a human being who sets it all in motion. So even though the continuation, he's not involved, it's considered stomo lishmo. And he brings other discussions over there, but he says one has to be, he brings the Minchas Yitzchok, who's very, very concerned that in many of these factories, it could be that in the middle it gets switched off, and there's a Nochri who then starts it up again, which we saw according to the Rambam, it doesn't work even if you've got an Yisrael Omer Dalgabov. So he just says, therefore, you should be very careful regarding this. There has to be good Hashkocha, basically, to ensure that these are considered Lishmo.
If it takes a few days, it's still Lishmo, even though, as long as you say I'm doing it Lishmo at the beginning, it takes you a few days. You don't have to say every...
Correct.
Why should they be with the machine? You started off.
Right, just as long as it hasn't stopped. As long as it's a machine and it hasn't stopped. If it's a human being, it's at least got some dust to connect it to.
Is the reason they have a machine that are man-made, man-powered?
They have manpower as well. I don't know, that's all that. If they just have manpower, they have Manzali de Machina as well, but they do have manpower too.
So if
the Nochri is the one who starts it again, so we have Tovon Nochri, and we saw that to have a Nochri do it, even if Yisrael Omed al Gabov, the Rambam says it's possible.
But if you start off in the beginning, at the beginning of the day.
Yeah. So L'chayra here, there's a complete, it's a complete stop, as opposed to a human being, who's, as opposed to a Yid who starts and stops. He says, V'nimtza sh'nasu b'tzvias nochri, footnote 15, he says, according to the Rambam, it doesn't help, even if Yisrael Omed al Gabov, v'lachin hisik shemen afshu yirchak mizeh. Okay, so moving on, Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Gimel. So what have we got so far? We've got some lovely tzitzis, that where you've got the threads, and these threads now are, let's say they're either at least Kofel Shtayim, or ideally Kofel Shmeino, they are Shozor, they've been doubled over, and you've got these lovely threads now. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Gimel, Im Nisparku Mishzi Roson. So now it has become, the Shazira has become untangled. Venasu shisha osor, and instead of having eight strings that are all doubled over strings, each one of these strings has now split into two strings. So now you have 16 strings. Kesherim, when you made it, it was kosher, and now it's still kosher. V'hu sheyishtaya b'shizor kadei aniva, as long as you still have in the from the string that it's still shozor, it's still doubled over at least kadei aniva. At least enough for you to be able to tie a bow. So that would mean, practically speaking, if we look at this tzitzis over here, so if all of these eight strings had each one of them had been split lengthways into two, and now you have 16 strings, you have to have shazira, at least the top part of it, the length to be able to tie a little bow up here. That's called Kadei Aniva. So as long as you have that left, the Ramor says best, if possible, to stop them from disentangling even more and to make little knots at the bottom. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes Zayin, V'nasu Shisha Oso, Perish, Shnisporik Kol HaShmein HaChutin. All of these eight strands have become separated. And Ul Rabuso, the Reisha Nokte, Aval Hu Hadin, Im Nisporik Shnei Chutin, V'nasu Arbo'o, Gamkein, B'in Yishi Yishtai Kadei Aniva. That he says that we're talking about a case even if all of the eight strings have separated into 16 and you need Kadei Aniva, but still this will be Huadin, the same thing if two of the strings have become separated and they became four. So you need to have Sheyishtaya Kadei Aniva to Ilav Hochi Posel. Even if it's just two strings that have become untangled, and now they have turned into four strings. So even though it's just two, and the other six strings on your corner are all fine, but with two of them, you've got a problem. Now, what's the halacha if you had two that were actually cut off out of the eight? So if you have two that are cut off, generally speaking, we will see that is going to be problematic in your tzitzis. If you have one which is cut off, that's fine. It's still called kosher. The Chasam Sofer said, I never went around with kosher tzitzis. Why? Because it's called kosher, even if one of them is cut off. He didn't have kosher tzitzis. He wanted to have them that were even higher than kosher, then none of them were cut off. Yeah? But if you have two that are cut off, then that's going to be problematic. Even though you've got six strings here that are absolutely fine. If two are cut off, that's problematic. You need to have at least kadei aniva. You need to have at least that length, the length that you'd be able to tie a bow in each one of these strands. So he says, even if you just had two that had become disentangled, that's also going to be problematic unless they each have kadei aniva, the ilav hochi posel, because otherwise, these two strings that have turned into four, because they don't have shazira in these two, it's going to be posel. It'll be the same as if you had two that were actually cut off, the posel, which is going to be posel, unless when you're actually making it, you are very careful. We'll see later that if you always, your tzitzis, at the bottom of your tzitzis, you see there's the final double knot, and there's four strings on one side, and there's four strings on the other side. Now, if the whole way through, from the very top corner, from the very first knot, when your tzitzis were connected to the beged, if you are careful the whole way through to keep the strands separate, the same four on this side, and the same four on this side, then even if you've got two strands that are cut off on the same side, you're going to be okay. And we'll see that later. So he says, if you're really, really careful, that when you make your tzitzis, even if there are two strands that are cut off, you're going to be fine. But we'll get to the exact details of that later. But if you're not careful about that, and you just buy normal factory, normal tzitzis from the shop, where you don't know that they've been careful exactly to keep four on this side, four on this side, if any two strings come off, you have to assume that your tzitzis are no good. So too, if you have two strings that have lost their shazira, so that's also going to be problematic, unless you have enough shazira to kadeya niva that you could tie a bow.
Well, what if the iron string is inside the ksharim or before?
Sorry?
What if the problem is inside the ksharim? Before, to the
right, so there's discussion about that in the Bir Halacha Dibar Maschel V'Nasu, and but I don't want to go into it now because there are lots of different permutations. Okay, very good. Yud Zayin, it was very encouraging to see so that a number of people here from the base major did the test last. Okay.
I don't know.
I'm sure you did well, but they told me that it was, some of them told me, you know, it's multiple choice and it was doable. But there is some more to learn as well. There are also some musa as well, that supplementary stuff. Yeah. Okay, fine. We'll continue over here. Yud Zayin. Says that Mishnah Berurah Kadei Aniva, there has to be enough that you could tie a bow in it. For Afal Gav Diesh Poistin Im Nifsiku Kulon, Afilu Nishtaya Kadei Aniva. We'll see later that if all of the eight strings on your tzitzis get snapped, your child is walking past with a pair of scissors. He goes, "Oh, daddy, so nice tzitzis." Snip. And he cuts off all of the eight strands. So it says that even if there is kadei aniva, enough in each one of these eight strands, you could still, right underneath the bottom knot, to still tie a bow in it. If all of them have been cut off, there is a shitta that says that it's still possible. So why is it that over here we say that as long as you've got kadeh niva in all eight, that it's still kosher? So he says, Mekol mokam b'shazira samchina nadeh arishayna dilchasak avosa, that when it comes to the actual shazira, whether it has been disentangled or not, we rely on the first school of thought over there, which is the main school of thought, k'beishok posak shom, as we paskan over there, that even if it would be cut off, all eight strings, as long as there's kadei shazira, that's okay. And even though there is a shitta that's more machmir, we don't go like that. As long as you've got kadei aniva. We'll get to it then, Beis Shem, in Yud Beis. You should know further. Now it's going to all of a sudden become even more lenient. Because the case that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about was where you had your eight strings and they turned into 16 strings. And each one was cut into, each one became disentangled. But how shozor were the tzitzis strings that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about? We said, what is the minimum amount of doubling over? Two. But the normal is kofel shmeina. And normally your tzitzis strings are made up of eight mini strings. But the word that the Shulchan Aruch in this halacha over here was talking about a very, very cheapo pair of tzitzis where it was only kofel shtayim. It was only literally two very thin strands that were folded over. Avalim kofel the shozor la'abor lishmoina, k'moshon watsu b'zmaneinu. But if it's shozor and doubled over into that there are four strings or eight strings that make up one of your tzitzis strings, v'nisporku l'shisha osa, right? And then your eight strings turned into 16 strings, well, wait a second. If my eight strings turned into 16 strings, each one of those 16 strings is itself at least made up of two strings. Yeah? So therefore, you don't even need to worry. It's still totally fine because it's still shozor. Even if your all of your 8 strings have all become disentangled, and there is no Kadeya Neva. So he says, don't worry about it, because each one of your tzitzis strings is actually made up of 8 threads. So if it's split in half, it's still Shozor. You've got 16 threads, each of which is made up of 4 mini threads. So he says, because you certainly still have that it's Shozor. But then you've got 16 strings over here. Yeah, and great, they're Shozor, they're absolutely fine because they're still twined with more than one strand. But what about Bal Tosif? You've got a whole ganze tzitzis on all your corners over here, mamish, you know, loads and loads of strings hanging off. So he says, I am Bir Halacha, have a look at the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha says, 4 lines up from the bottom, that he says, in order not to transgress Bal Tosif, next to the little number 25, Yoma Beperish Dlein Nichle Betosafos. You should say that I'm not interested and I'm not happy about this, and by saying that you can get away that it's not Bal Tosif. Or you should cut away the extras and you'll just have 8 strands and not 16 strands. Now, there is discussion, by the way, about cutting strands of tzitzis, that just like it says the Mizbeach, that they didn't use any metal tools to build the Mizbeach, because metal is associated with bloodshed. So too, there's the classic contemporary practice is that when you need to cut tzitzis, also not to use metal. Yeah, just like they didn't use the metal to cut the mizbeach, to build the mizbeach. So how do you do it? So you could use a plastic knife if you wished.
Diamonds.
Yeah. What most people do is the teeth. Huh? Right, so there are actually ceramic scissors. You've seen ceramic scissors. Huh? Yeah, that I've seen in the Judaica shops in Eretz Yisrael, that they actually sell ceramic scissors, so that you can, you know, chop your tzitzis off in the appropriate place. If your tzitzis are too long or something, that you're not using metal. But what most people do is they just bite them between their teeth.
Why would you be concerned about tzitzis? The whole point is that they get separated, but it's all one string, and that's why you need to have that. If they are liver, then the fact that they've separated it out, it isn't going to make a difference. You're not going to be concerned about Bal Tosif.
So he's talking about a case where there isn't even Kadeya Neva. Yeah? Because we're saying now your tzitzis are made up of multiple strands. So there's no. So it's totally, totally, all the way to the top. It's totally.
Yeah?
So it's considered. So Lamaisa, it looks like you've got 8 threads here. Lamaisa, you've got 8 threads. You've got 16 threads coming out. Tess. Yeah, so Yudches. So the Ramok concluded that if it starts to unravel, that's the word I was looking for, unravel. Much better than disentangle, yeah? Unravel, thank you. Is there a word disentangle? Yeah? Okay. I think I've used it tonight more than my whole life. Yeah? So it's unraveled. So the Ramok says, good to tie a knot at the bottom. Right? The Mishnah Berurah brings that there are those who say Yudavka shouldn't. The reason is brought in the Mogen Avraham Sivkot and Chav Gimel, because he says that, look, you're only supposed to have a certain number of knots on your tzitzis. And if you keep on tying extra knots at the end of your tzitzis, then you're missing out on all of those sugulas that are associated with those knots. And the Prima Godim explains, brought in footnote 23, that it's not because of a problem of Bal Tosif, because really, Min HaTorah, the only knot which is min hatorah is the very first knot, but rather it's just being meisif on the knots that the minhag is to tie, and there are normally 5 double knots on your tzitzit, which correspond to the chamisha chumshei Torah. So therefore, he says that the Mishnah Berurah says some say better not to tie the extra knots. In footnote 24, he brings the Eish Lavram, who says that you can use other sorts of means that don't involve knots. And the Shevet Halevi in Chelek Yud is brought over there that says you're allowed to stick the tops of your tzitzis with a see-through glue, and there's no problem of bittel din shazira. And you know, I do know some people that they stick the ends of their tzitzis. It's quite an OCD thing to do, but you know, some people are happy to do that. They stick the ends of their tzitzis into glue, so that way these are unravel-proof tzitzis. But he brings also over here that Achosif, that the Shevet Levi concludes that the derech haru'uya, the best way to do it is to do knots, like the Ramah says. So it's a bit of a machleikus over here. The Ramah says yes knots, Mishnah Berurah says no knots. So different schools of thought over here. Best thing is just to get a decent quality pair of tzitzis. Yeah, and if you get a quality pair of tzitzis, generally they don't unravel unless you've had them for a long time, wear and tear. At the top, yes, at the top. We'll see the shittas. Yeah. You have to start off with the appropriate number. If afterwards it gets cut, you're okay. You need to start off with it. Yeah. Okay, Dalid. Oirech hachutim, the length of the strings, hashmainov, these eight strings, ein pochus mi dalid goidlim, is no less than four thumb widths. V'yeshremim yudbeis goidlim v'cheinoyegim. And others say it has to be 12 goidlim, 12 thumb widths should be the length from the top knot, which is by the beged, to the bottom of the tzitzis, should be at least four thumb widths, and some say 12 thumb widths, v'cheinoyegim, and that's the custom. Olamalo ein lohem shiur. And more than that, there's no shear, they can be longer as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Yotes, Midalad Goidlim, Midilas HaGoidl B'chol Mokam, who shall Odom Beinoini, always is an average person's thumb width. Umayinoi say B'perok HaElyon, you take the top joint of the thumb, B'mokam HaRochav B'emtsoi, at the widest point in the middle of the top joint of the thumb. For I'm B'mogan Avram B'shach, Reishayim Beis, Sheheviu b'shem Harambam, the sheer goydel who koreichav zayin se'oirois zu b'tzad zu b'doichak, v'hein ba'oirech beis se'oirois b'revach. Another way of measuring this goydel is that a goydel is if you take seven little barley grains and you put them next to each other widthways, or you take two barley grains lengthways, and that is the same size of a thumb width. How much is this in our modern day measurements? So in footnote 29, he brings that according to that Chazan Ish, the Goydel is 2.4 centimeters. According to Rabbi Chaim Noah, it's 2 centimeters. So consequently, 12 Goydlin is either 28.8 centimeters, should be the length from the top knot of the tzitzis next to the beged, minimum for the length of the tzitzis. Whereas according to Rabbi Chaim Noah, it's going to be 2 centimeters times 12 is 24 centimeters. V'chein noyegin, and we do yud beis goydlin. V'chein posik halavush, so too says the lavush. V'imkein, lo yofa oisin ha-moichrin. The moichrin, the salesmen, don't do a good thing. Shemet samtsmin, b'midas orkon, that they want to save money over here, and so they give you minimum dimension of tzitzis. And it could be that if your tzitzis are too short, maybe it's a brachal of atzolah. Even though min ha-Torah, your tzitzis could be incredibly short, even a kol shehu, midrabonon, but inon shir yud beis goydlin achar kashira. Midrabonon, it should be that there are 12 goydlin, which we said is either 24 or 28.8 centimeters, after the top knot. Milvad mashamunach al keren ha-beged, and that's apart from what is on the corner of the beged, v'yesh lasirim al kach, and you should warn them on this, v'ayim behalocha. So what he said over here is if you take a pair of tzitzis, there will always be some extra length between the hole on the corner and the top knot at the start of the tzitzis. That is not included in the yud beis agoydlin. The 12 goydlin start from the top knot till the bottom of the tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kaf. So we just did kaf. Kaf aleph, shia. So we said that really they could be very long. And the Ri would make them even longer. He would make his tzitzis even longer. Why? Only shim yeposek katsas gamkein yeshar by kashir. That means that if a little bit gets cut off, so then there will still remain a good shear. Right? The shorter it is, the less room there is as a buffer zone.
The longer it is, the more chance there is of it being cut off.
He's saying good, Yehuda. Yeah? So that could also be a problem. But he mentions in footnote 33 that posts can bring that apart from this, this worry about it being cut off, there is no hiddur in having longer tzitzis. Yeah? Once your tzitzis is this length, there's no hiddur. There's a hiddur, we'll see, in having one-third, at least one-third the actual knotted bit at the top and two-thirds of the actual strands. It should be at least one-third the knotted bit. Next, says the Ramah, second line down, Hagovim, oso aruch yoser midai, yochel lekatzroi. If you did make your tzitzis too long, you are able to shorten them. And there's no problem with tase velo mino osoy that you're like automatically making it kosher. Chaf beis, yiyah, v'chulu. Vim echod einoi aruch kol kach, lichroich boya koil. You need one long string that you're winding around all of the others. Now, what happens if your long string isn't really that long after all? That you're allowed to do the windings, not all from the same long strand of your tzitzis. You can actually do that, you know, when you do mainstream is 7, 8, 11, 13. So you can do the 7 and the 8. You wind them around from one string, and then the 11 could be from a different one, and the 13 from a different one. It doesn't all need to be the same. Because when they had tacheles, they would actually have some of the coils were actually the white strands, and some of the coils were actually the blue strands, the way that they did it. But tzarech lirois, you have to see to it. She ishtayr b'chol achutin orkon yud beis goydlin acha kricha v'akashira. And you have to make sure that there is in the chutin a length of yud beis goydlin after the winding and the tying. Sorry, just one second over here.
We've already said we need 12 things from the knots.
Right, Kamesha Kosaf Ramor, as the Ramor had said. Yeah. So this is what he means. Kamesh Kos Ramor. Vafilu ze hachut ha'orich achar shiyakorich yishor yud beis goylin. You always need to have yud beis goylin from the top knot until the bottom of the strands. Now he's saying that once you're tying it up and you're doing all of the coils, maybe it will end up being shorter, because if you're starting off with a length that it's yud beis goydlin, so then it's going to end up being shorter. So he's saying, no, you have to make sure that you always have at least that length, even after you've done all of the windings and the tying. Okay, chaf gimel. Unfortunately, we have to stop over here, so we're up to chaf gimel. Yishkayach, and Hatzlocha, Yishkayach.
There's a good word.